you go. The first No Sweat News episode of 2023.
All right.
That could win you tickets for the first Stone Pony Summer Stage show of 2023.
That's the Interrupters, yes?
That's right, this May.
Okay, well, the Interrupters, great ska band that absolutely tore the roof off of the Stone Pony the last time they played it.
Big fun, no question about it. Here you go. The most popular state to move out of, according to United Van Lines.
Don't say it. Don't you say it. Feel like Joe Pesci. Don't you say it.
In Goodfellas. Here it comes.
Don't say it.
Yep. The most popular state to move out of was New Jersey.
Bing, bang, pow. Wait, so New Jersey is the number one state to leave.
Yeah. More moves were out of New Jersey. 67% of moves were out of New Jersey. Only.
I mean, does any of the politicians for a second just take a second to listen to these things and say maybe the state is too damn expensive.
Maybe
we can lower the mortgages, the rent, the property taxes, the gasoline, the easy pass, the this, the that. Can we lower some of these things?
Ready for something interesting? The cost of living was the lowest, was the smallest reason given in the survey of people leaving the state on why they were leaving.
That shocks me.
Okay? Only 14% of the people leaving the state said, yeah, it's the cost of living. The place just costs too much.
Because for me, that would be number one. Because everything else, I actually love New Jersey.
According to this survey, 34% of the people leaving our state were retiring. 28% said it was because of lifestyle.
Lifestyle, because you go to Florida and you get away from the winters.
Maybe
I get
it's
that.
A little too crowded. I don't know. 26% were leaving because of family. Like maybe you were going to see your kids and the grandkids. I don't know. And then 20% of people left because of their job. Like they found a better job somewhere.
Got a new job somewhere else. That makes
sense. Interesting, though. 36% of people who were moving into the state said they were moving into the state because of a job.
Got a lot of jobs here. I do know that.
But there it is. And not only this, this is the fifth year in a row that New Jersey has topped the list of most outbound moves.
That's as much as the Yankees in the late 30s and early 40s. Five championships in a row. Although this isn't really the good kind of championships. No. You don't want to be number one on the list that most people flee their state.
Mm-hmm. I'm just hoping that at some point, this means parking at the beach gets easier.
Yes.
That's what I'm hoping.
I mean,
if you're wondering, all right, Carl, all right, Mr. Smarty Pants, what state are people moving into? According to the survey, the most popular state to move into was
Colorado.
Vermont.
Wow. Vermont.
And let me tell you something right now.
There?
The people in Vermont do not want us. All right, I'll tell you that right now. They don't want you.
I don't want them. They're always sitting on the porch with the maple syrup and the old quaint accents with, look at this, man. Look at the guy from New Jersey here coming up here.
We're going to take you to Italy for story number two. Here's a story of a guy in Italy. He lost his life savings after he hid his $20,000 in government bonds in his chimney.
Well, don't tell me he turned on. He
lived in Rome. He was worried about burglars finding his money. So he stashed it in his chimney, didn't tell anyone, including his wife. And then he came home over the holidays and found she had made a nice toasty fire.
Oh, God.
And there it goes.
What did you do?
Wow.
Burn. There's a reason why we've never put a fire on, sweetheart.
Burn it up. And remember the movie Office Space, Dave?
I love that movie.
Right? Remember the scam in Office Space? Because Dateline Seattle for story number three, where the characters in Office Space were trying to create a virus that would steal fractions of pennies from their accounting system, and then they would hope that it turned into a big thing?
Yeah, that's right.
Somebody got busted doing that exact thing to the Zwilli website. I don't know what Zwilli sells. Every now and then a package would show up for that stuff, and I'd just say, hey, your package is here. But some guy who was a software engineer manipulated the code so that everybody for the last couple of years who checked out would end up sending him their shipping charges instead of the shipping company.
Oh, that's kind of brilliant, though.
And he made almost $300,000 before being picked off. You know, that's a crime, though, that I hate to say it. I sort of admire because, I mean, it
takes some brains to take care of that.
A fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a penny, and that got you $300,000.
Pretty good, right?
I would respect that man even more, except he did get it from Office Space.
Literally, that's what he told. Got the idea from Office Space. That's the No Sweat News for today. We'll catch you tomorrow for three more stories.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.